This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
So as you know, there's a new year coming up. I don't know if you knew.
Only you knew that.
20, in case y'all didn't realize. New Year's coming, 2023. You know what that means. It's resolution time, right? But I decided to do a little twist on the little New Year's resolution because I'm a hipster. I do things a little different.
Right.
So as you know, hope you know, my birthday is August 28th. August 28th, 1998. My lucky number is 8. I'm turning 25 next year. I don't want to talk about it. That's the only time I'm mentioning it. But before I turn 25, I wrote a little 25 things to do before I turn 25. You like that? You should make one too. Turn 25. You want to hear some stuff on my list?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I already told you, but I'll retell you. I'll tell you some of my favorite ones.
All right, good.
Some of my favorite ones. See Black Coffee live. Yeah, I know we had that talk. If y'all don't listen to Black Coffee, go listen to some Black Coffee. It's my favorite DJ ever. Apart from seeing Black Coffee, I wanna win a spoken word competition.
Tell him that. Tell him.
Spoken word. I've been doing spoken word since I was a little puttly boy. You know, since I was 15. I was 15 years old, performing in front of my entire high school, wrote a spoken word piece about this girl. I went crazy. Ever since then, I've been hooked. Huh?
What girl?
No girl. Ever since then, I've been hooked.
POC judges this time around so they understand you.
For real. Quick divot. I did a spoken word competition maybe like, I don't know, like 6 months ago. I wrote some of the best shit I've ever written.
Yeah, it was And he memorized it all.
I thought it was amazing. I was like, there's no way I'm going to lose this. Got out the first round. It is what it is. You know, different folk like to hear different people. Whatever. I want to win one next year. That's a big one for me. I want to perform in front of the Dr. Phillips Center, which is the big performing arts center. Yeah, center. In Orlando. You know a little bit about, you know, being on stage, don't you?
Oh, wow. a little transition there.
You were on stage recently, huh?
Yeah, I was on a little stage.
What happened with that?
You know, I was on a little panel, you know, panelist queen, me. it was for Bangladesh Victory Day. You know, I just talked about like the South Asian, Bangladeshi experiences, children of immigrants experiences. Literally, like, first of all, follow my Instagram if you want to see this video. Also, I have a full YouTube video on it. When I came back to my seat, my brother was like, yeah, those are literally just like four topics for your podcast, like right there. And also, when I was talking on stage, it literally felt like I was talking on the podcast, right? And then like one of the other panelists, his name is Nadim, he was like, oh yeah, like, we should all start a podcast, like, or you guys should, like, feature in a podcast. I was like, I already have one.
Yeah.
It's called Difficult Dish.
Difficult
and then I plugged
dish.
It.
Yeah, I heard
and
of it.
In Bangla, it's called Kotinish.
Kotinish.
Someone in Bangla was like, oh, Kotinish. And I was like, yeah, Kotinish in Bangla. So, yeah, that was amazing. Great, great experience, especially in front of my mom and, like, the older generation, learning about our generation to, like, bridge that gap. And that's what we do every week on this podcast anyway. So, you know, it's nice to do it on like a stage in front of older people.
Maybe we should do a podcast on a stage one day or something.
Hey, 2023 goals?
2023 goals, podcast goals, 25 things to do before 25 podcast edition.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to our beautiful podcast, Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. My name is Mashnoon.
I'm Mahua.
And before we go any further, please rate us. Please rate us, review us, talk good about us, say nice things about us. Please, begging you, do it. If you've made it this far, 5 minutes in, but, you know, you love us, go ahead and say something nice to it that doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Give us a 5-star. Say some sweet things to us because we're sweet people, right?
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? So this is actually our second to last episode of the year. Crazy the year flies by, huh? When you're having fun and talking about trauma every week. But for this episode, we went to talk about things we wish we could tell our January 2022 selves, right? Mm. Obviously, all of us have grown in the past year. We have changed and we have things that we would like to say to that person, right? From 12 months ago. And, you know, it's like wisdom we've gotten over the years. It's like the advice that we have, all the trauma that we've gone through. It's like we know what to like look out for now, right? So it's like imagine your January 2022 self in front of you right now. What would you tell them? Think about it. Have a little food for thought for a second before we start.
Yeah.
All right, now that you've thought of it, that's enough time to reflect on your whole year. we have a few things that we wrote down about what we would say, because also we made another video like this about things we wish we could tell our high school selves, right? Things we wish we knew in our early 20s, right? As South Asian kids.
Yeah.
So this is kind of similar to that, but also not at all. So, you know, if you want some info, listen to that first.
Yeah. Let's start off with something silly.
Mm.
You know, lighten the mood. You got something silly? I got something silly.
Oh, of course you do.
Use Vaseline.
Vaseline
is an amazing product.
I was the one that taught you that.
Shout out to Vaseline. We're going to
be sponsored by them one day. Yeah, we know in the beginning of the year you were a crusty boy.
I was never a crusty boy. I could have used some Vaseline. That's all. But once I discovered Vaseline, it was just like a match made in heaven.
Why did it take you 24 years to discover Vaseline?
No, it didn't. I think I just have like, you know, as you know, my mom used to slather me.
Oh, yeah, we know.
In Vaseline, I have baby pictures of me being a little petite boy. Just absolutely, like, you know how, like, you know, like, the little Vaseline, like, little things, they last you maybe, you know, like, 3-4 months. Right. For me, it lasts 3-4 days. So my mom would dip her whole hand, just...
No, she would dip you in the Vaseline tub.
Sorry. So, use Vaseline. That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know why you made fun of me for wearing Vaseline, and then you suddenly got on that wave. No,
because you know how,
every single thing this man makes fun of me for, he starts getting on that.
What?
Right after he makes fun of me for it.
What are you talking about? You want to tell him what you said today? So, Mo hates on sweater vests, right? So, I went ahead and bought a sweater vest. You know what Mo said? Oh, that looks good. What size is it? You'll look good on me, right?
All right.
Give me some.
So my first one is be intentional with your language and your actions because it manifests into your life.
What do you mean by that? Break that down.
So like, you know something that I said recently? I forget which friend. Actually, I think I do remember. I think it was to my friend Betsy. She was talking about how her boyfriend's family, they're really rich and they own like, you know, a big apartment complex in Brooklyn or something like that. And they own like multiple floors and, you know, something that you don't really see in the common average person, right? And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy that they have that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's just like my language. I like always say it's crazy even if it's, you know, whatever.
Right.
If it's like the most normal shit, I'll just be like, oh my God, that's crazy, you know? And then she was like, no, don't say it's crazy because that makes it seem like it's not attainable. Mm. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
see, that simple thing.
She got me there.
And I was like, damn, you have a point. So I was like, oh, that's amazing that they
have such a big place.
So things like that, like, you know, we are very self-deprecating sometimes. Like, we are the ones, like, insulting ourselves the most sometimes. And I feel like once you do that and you get used to that type of treatment to yourself, you also get used to having that life. And you can't see yourself having a better life with more opportunities and more success.
Yeah.
So it's very important to, you know, like, have positive self-talk. And also be very intentional with, like, how you think and what you say and like what you do, because it all like comes into fruition. Yeah, I had to start it out with the banger, you know.
And I think like
his first one was "We're Ruffling."
Now we're starting. Hey, we're starting off silly. Okay, as I thought, but right. I think something like that, it affects the people around you too, you know, because we talked about this before, like, you know, my mom would kind of talk to me, like, and she would be like, oh, like, you know, I wish I could have done more of this, or wish I could have done more of that. And I always tell my mom, like, Mom, you did an amazing job. Mom, like, like, life was great. Like, we turned out great. Like, I'm so happy with where we are now and how things have turned out. And, like, that's 100% true. But I could have answered that in a completely different way. I could be like, oh, Mom, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Whatever happened. No, like, treat things with a positive attitude, because you never know how that language could affect, you know, in this case, your parents, but just in general, like, the people around you. You know, because, like, even if you said that, it could be, if you said, like, oh, that's so crazy, it could affect the people around you, too. And everybody else could think it's crazy, you know? So,
yeah. Like, I think when you look for the bad constantly, it makes you feel bad, and it makes you feel like you have a shitty life. And also the other way around, if you constantly look for the good in the little moments, and, you know, you have positive self-talk, it makes you really enjoy, like, your life and, you know, how you are and your successes. Like, for example, even me making, or us making podcast episodes about, like, you know, generational trauma and like South Asian toxic blah blah blah, you know, negative self-talk and negative things about our culture, those are good at the end of the day, but it's also important to acknowledge that there are also a lot of good things. And that's why we had a shift this year where we started talking more about like our exciting things in our culture and like the celebrations and what makes our culture so unique and so beautiful, because we started realizing that when you only focus on the bad aspects of something, it makes you forget about the other things that, you know, make it so beautiful. So it's really important to, you know, see things in a different light and not just see things negatively, especially yourself.
And I think a big change that I made recently is, like, you know, nowadays I just say that, like, I come from humble beginnings. You know, I don't ever say, like, anymore that, like, oh, I come from so little, or I come from, you know, blah blah. I just say, like, I had a humbling childhood. You know, I learned to cherish, like, everything and anything, you know, and that's just, like, a more positive outlook to have on just life, you know.
Fact, tell him.
Yeah, good one.
What's your, like, second one?
Be intentional, man. Just go. Okay. My first one, I'm starting off with a banger too.
No, you can't start over again.
I'm not starting over, but this is my true number one. All right, last one, I was just, you know, throwing y'all a little curveball.
Yeah.
You're allowed to feel like a kid.
He said, heal your inner child.
Feeling like a kid, it doesn't make you any less grown up. You understand? It's okay to reminisce on the past. It's okay to relive a couple of those moments. You know an analogy that I thought of? You're gonna like this one.
Yeah, I am.
You're gonna like this one.
I already know.
What do you mean you already know?
No, I already know I'm gonna like it.
You know when you're reading a book and you make indents on your favorite parts?
Right.
You make indents. Like you indent, you know, like the little corner a little bit, you know? You make that because you freaking fold the corner of the book.
Oh,
messing up my analogy.
Oh, sorry.
You make little indents throughout the book because, like, you know that you want to return to that one day. You know, and like those indents are, even, you know, you make it towards the end of the book, you finish the book, but, like, sometimes you still like to go back over because there's just something that you really liked over there, or, like, you want to read over that part again because, like, it just, you know, affected you just very personally, you know. It's okay to, you know, we make those indents for a reason. You know, we have these points in our adolescent years that are so impactful for us, and they're meant to be, like, relived. They're meant to be reminisced. They're meant to, you know, you're meant to go back to, you know, your old playground that you used to play at. You're meant to, you know, do some of the things that you wanted to do when you were 14. Now that, like, you have, you know, the time and the resources, whatever. And I think in the beginning of the year, I kept telling myself, like, oh, you gotta grow up, like no going back, like, you gotta do this, da da da, and you gotta be here by this time. And, you know, throughout the year, I learned, especially over the last couple years, like, feeling like healing your inner child, it doesn't make you any less of a grown up, because, like, we have those fragments in our life for a reason. We make those indents on, like, those recent chapters for a reason, because you need to go back there, you know, to feel it. You know, how many times did you go back on something that you read, and, like, the second time it just hits you so much harder, because, like, you just think about it so much more deeply. You know, there are so many times where, like, I'll go somewhere, or, like, I'll do something, and it just means so much to me, because, like, I knew that my second time around, it was just going to impact me so much more.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that analogy did hit.
So, you know, you're allowed to feel like a kid.
I think your truest happiness comes out when you go back to your childlike joys. Like me biking down the street in Paris. Yeah. Because I felt like a little kid again. Or, like, I don't know, me doing art with my hands the way I used to in high school when I was little, because it makes me feel like a kid again. You know, it's just like your truest passions.
Oh, yeah. You've been sketching a lot, huh?
I've been sketching a lot. You know, I've been using my chalk pastels a lot.
Yeah.
My charcoals a lot, you know.
You got some big canvases recently, huh?
Hey, we don't talk about that yet.
Out. Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, if you're in a phase in your life where you're just so tunnel visioned on growing up, don't be. Obviously, stay focused. Obviously, you have goals in your life. But, like,
this isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Don't ever feel like, you know, you're, and I think this happens to, like, a lot of people between, like, 21 to 23, because, like, they get made fun of by the older people. Be like, oh, you're so young. Oh, you're still a baby. That's what I had happen to me, because I work with people in, like, their late 20s and 30s. They're always like, oh, like, you're so young, blah, blah. And you hearing that all the time makes you be like, nah, I'm not young. I'm not a kid. Yeah. I got to grow up.
For it's people to take serious. You seriously.
It's not that serious. You can be taken seriously and still be happy with yourself.
You know what's so crazy? I actually... Like, when I was younger, I would watch, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, obviously. And
freaking yesterday.
Shut up. So, I remember, like, when my dad used to be home from work, he would watch it with me, right? And you know how, like, our parents had to grow up early? Like, obviously, we know immigrant parents had to move across and work early and have kids. We already know that, right? So, I, like, literally the other day, I brought up to my dad, I was like, Abu, remember when you used to sing Miska, Muska, Mickey Mouse? And it would make him so happy. Like, he would be chuckling when that theme song would come on. And, like, when I brought it up the other day, he was, like, chuckling again because of that fond memory, right? Yeah. And it's just so crazy that, like, our parents, they also get so happy when, like, childlike things come on, because, like, they had to end their childhood so early. So, like, for them, it also means a lot. You know, like, even... I went to my best friend's house, like, when I was in high school. I biked to our house, and I look out her window, and her dad is taking my bike down the street. This bike is fully teal. It has a basket on it. And I was like, why is he biking my bike down this? Mm-hmm. Like, where is he going? He didn't even ask me permission. So it's just, it just shows you how, like, immigrant parents, like, they feel so much happiness when anything relates to, like, their village or their childhood.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, it just, like, it hits them differently.
Like, my mom talks all the time about how much she used to love swimming, because back in her village, she used to, like, swim in the river all the time and catch fish with her hands. And so when we went to Cancun for my birthday, she got, it's like a key moment in my head of, like, this year, like, my mom stepping in, like, the beach water and, like, swimming, because, like, I know how much she loves that, and, like, she doesn't get to do that too much here, you know. So I completely agree.
That was my mom with badminton, because she was like the champion in Bangladesh. So when we used to play badminton in the backyard during the summertime, she would just get so happy, you know.
Yeah,
I want to. So do it with your
auntie
parents.
Auntie, let's play.
Come on, you can't beat a champion. All right, so my next one is expand your dreams, because there is so much more out there for people, especially with like our skin color or gender or anyone. Because I feel like at the beginning of the year, I thought so little of myself, because first, obviously, lack of representation, but second, I was just wasn't confident enough. Three, it was just like, you know, a very beginning step in my career. I was very overwhelmed. And I just assumed that like success was only in people that looked a certain way, and also that had certain jobs, because I feel like, you know, even if it is 2022, we still have this like ideology that like only certain jobs make money, especially because like what our parents taught us. So I had like a very limited worldview when I was honestly in January and before that. So I didn't really make like hard-hitting like resolutions because I just wasn't confident enough. Yeah. But I think when you actually believe in yourself, and when you actually believe that there is, you know, happiness and success for people like you, and stop feeling bad for yourself and actually like work towards it, like everything is possible, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that is also a privilege to say that, but with like the right resources and with you working hard, I really think that you can achieve what you want to do, you know, and more.
Yeah, you like disgustingly undershot what your milestones were going to be for this year. Don't get me started. Wow. This woman thought she would have 1,500 subscribers on YouTube. How many you have now? 10 times 12, that?
12,000.
12,000. But you wanted 1,500, but you have to... Okay, that's great. But what about, like, Instagram? You probably, like, you know, we're on the mark with, like, Instagram, right? Like, what was your goal for, like, 2022, like, Instagram followers?
25,000.
25, yeah, that's crazy, because, like, you're, like, you've literally doubled that. Okay, that's great. Basically, what I'm saying is have faith in yourself, you know, of course, be realistic, but don't undervalue yourself because you feel like you're not capable of something, because hard work is the most powerful tool in the entire world. And as long as, you know, your eyes are set and you have the work ethic, don't ever underestimate yourself.
You know, something else on top of just like not having that representation and not feeling like our people can accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish is that I had a lot of failures in 2021, and that kind of like pushed me down and made me feel, you know, not motivated. So I just kept thinking negatively because I thought I'd keep failing. And then I finally, you know, started getting off of that failure mindset and started actually working towards my goals and stopped like feeling bad for myself. And obviously that is a hard like turnaround, but I realized that like you need to fail to finally succeed. And like if you stop when you actually have failed, then you're never going to realize like what you're actually capable of. So imagine I had stopped like in 2021, like it was too overwhelming, you know, like even now I constantly have to like battle off like family members or other people that don't believe in me and just constantly like still keep going and like keep my head up. But it's like at the end of the day, it's you who has to believe in yourself, and like you really have to just like push through and break all the barriers and just know like what the end goal is and just like keep at that, you know. Yeah,
good one.
Today actually I refreshed my post-it notes on my wall where I have like affirmations and like positive reminders when I'm feeling down. So if you guys need that, you should do that, because my therapist actually recommended it to me. So one of them says, you are deserving of all the money you want. And something else that I wrote is, pursuing an unconventional path is scary, but everything will be worth it this year.
Yeah.
It's like your future self and like your better version of yourself talking to you when you're feeling down through these post-it notes.
I like that. I used to have those affirmations in my old apartment, but instead of post-it notes, it was on freaking big-ass posters.
Oh, wow.
Taped it on my wall.
Wow.
Good one. You want to hear my next one?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Hit him.
My number two. Number dos. Número dos. There is no such thing as too late.
Oh, yes.
That's
a good one.
Because I don't think I told you this. You remember, I'm pretty sure I've said this on the pod before, but my first time seeing an advisor for UCF was in July of 2021. And I went to my advisor and I told my advisor, I want to finish university in a year. I want to be done by August 2022. Is that possible? Be honest.
Be honest.
And, like, obviously I asked that because I wanted to finish as soon as possible. But one of the main reasons that I wanted to finish is because I wanted to tell myself that I finished college at the age of 23 and no later than 23. Because I think I had a little bit of insecurity knowing that I was a little bit behind in school. And I think me graduating at the age of 24 would have made me feel like I was like old, and that would make myself believe that like, oh, I did this so late, blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, I ended up graduating before I turned 24, like 2 weeks before I turned 24. But then I turned 24 and I'm meeting, you know, all these people at work and just around, and everybody's just older than me. And I just realized, like, why did I make it such a big deal to graduate by 23? Was it that serious? Like, sure, I used it as motivation, but, like, that piece of motivation came out of insecurity, of the fact that I was behind in school. You know, and I think I just had to, like, live out the last few months to make myself realize, like, age does not matter. Like, there are so many people that start so many things so late and still become so successful. Nobody, like, I feel like the only people that care about your age are young people. I feel like once you enter like the mid-20s to late-20s to early-30s, nobody cares at all anymore. The only people that care about calling you old are just people who are like 18. But like, really, there's no such thing as old. There's
Do you think
no
you're saying that because
old.
You've already gone over, like, the hump of you feeling like that?
Yeah. I think because, you know, me graduating was a pivotal moment for me, and it made me okay with where I was in my life. And I think, like, I was really insecure about my age, even though it's obviously not high. Like, I'm not old, but I was really insecure knowing that I was still in school for that long. But it's like, I was in college for 6 years. There are kids in college for 10 years still trying to get their bachelor's degree. I made this such a big deal. And I really hate that I made that such a big deal. But, like, I get it, you know. And I had to live out the last couple months to realize, like, nobody cares. Not a single person cares.
But I think as children of immigrants and South Asian, you know, / Bangladeshi kids, it always feels like our life is, like, on a long race, like, on a treadmill. And we're constantly, like, going for a prize, and that each of our accomplishments are characterized by, like, how quick we can do it, and then we move on to the next thing, right? Like, a lot of people's worths, especially, like, daughters, it's like, oh, when you get married, that's when your life will start. That's your biggest accomplishment, you know? So there's, like, a race for her to get married, and there's also a race before that to, like, finish college like earlier than other people, you know, and you feel like a failure even if you're finishing on time, or I don't know, you chose a different path than what your parents chose. So it's like, you know, we were taught to feel like that, and then obviously it like manifested into like our own mindsets as well.
And like, you know, our parents want us to do everything so quickly and want us to, bro, like my mom jokes about getting a master's degree in freaking 4 months. And it's like there's this constant pursuit to get everything right now. But it's like there's no rush for any of this. There's no, because if you rush it, that could really mess you up on the back end, you know, because you can get something that you're not prepared for, you know. And yeah, you know, it took me graduating and the following months and just like the traveling I did to make me realize like, yo, life is so long. Like, there is no rush. You don't have to graduate college at 20, at 21.
I like that.
Because there's no difference between 21 and 22. There is none. You don't have
it's
to
just
kill,
like the
you don't
reputation.
Have to kill your, you don't have to kill yourself and take 18 classes a semester just to finish like a year earlier than your freaking friend. It's not that serious.
That's what I did.
You know?
That actually leads me to my advice that I have, because that's like a perfect segue. My next piece of advice, what I would tell my January 22 self, is it's not a flex to have a packed schedule and a packed to-do list. Mm-hmm. And it's also a two-part series.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry. It's not a flex to have a packed schedule and to constantly tell people that you're busy. And also, not relaxing and not celebrating your wins will just make you so burnt out. And it's really not worth it to just keep working through it all, you know? Let me explain.
But you already knew that, you know? So what changed this year?
I didn't really know that, though. That's the thing. So I think a lot of South Asian kids, they put their worth on like how hard they work and how productive they are because of like the pressure that they have from their parents.
Yeah.
And I definitely felt that pressure early on in this year, especially when I was doing my master's. So, I mean, this phase of my life, thank God, is over. But I was so stressed out during that time, especially like from January to like June-ish when I was doing my master's, doing my student teaching. Then I was also running my business, my art. Content creation, this and that, right? And then top of that, I had a lot of stress as like the daughter of the family. I had such a packed schedule, and I look back at my planner nowadays and I'm like, how the hell did I do that? Yeah. And obviously, like, when you're working in overdrive and you have like all this, you know, like blood pressure running through your body, then it doesn't even faze you because you're used to that schedule. But now I look at it and I was like, I really thought my biggest personality trait back then was like, no, I'm too busy to talk to you. Like, I'm busy. Like, I can't do this. I can't do that. Like, this is what I'm doing, right? Yeah. If you listen to our earlier podcast, like, you can see that we keep complaining about how busy we are. And obviously, we were busy and a lot of people are busy. But, like, we could have easily just tried to take some sort of break. I mean, honestly, we had, like, a very constricted schedule. Like, you were working full-time. You were in full-time school. I was also, like, full-time student teaching, master's, and doing everything else that I was doing. So we were busy, but I think I correlated me working so much with like my worth, and I just didn't take a break to actually understand that I graduated with a 4.0 and like all of the fruits of my labor were actually worth it. And, you know, I just kept going and going until like I just couldn't anymore. So it's really important to not just like work away your life and like actually take a break. Obviously, this is a work in progress. It took me many, many months and years to actually like watch a movie at nighttime instead of like working through the day into the night and then going to sleep, right? Like, I'm still learning how to do that. I'm still learning how to like, I don't know, like drink coffee and have a nice breakfast in the morning. I still skip it sometimes because I go straight to work. So it's like, it's still a work in progress, especially as like a child of immigrants. But I'm telling you right now that it's really not worth it to like be working away your life every single day and not like taking a break and actually appreciating your wins, because like at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that serious. And like, we shouldn't make relaxing a luxury. It should just be like a bare minimum sometimes, you know? Right. So that's one of my biggest learnings from this year.
Yeah, man. It's like the mindset you have is very contagious. It's like if you continue overworking yourself, it could develop into just like making you a negative minded person. Like, I remember when I was always like working just constantly, like whenever my mom would call me, I would just I would feel like I'm too busy to talk to my mom. Be like, oh my, I gotta study. I can give 10 minutes to my mom. And not only should I give her 10 minutes, I should enjoy these 10 minutes. Why am I bothered that she's calling me right now? Like, is me working that important? No, it's not. You know, there's so many times where like, oh, like, you wanna go do this or there's this. No, I gotta do that. Do you really? Like, you know, it's like when you get in that zone of just overworking, working 20 hours a day, You realize like you really don't have to. It's less about how many hours you work and more about just like the quality of the work that you do, you know? Because out of those 20 hours where you're constantly overworking yourself, how much of it is like actually work in comparison to like you just being tired and just complaining?
Something that I actually saw on Instagram recently, my friend Maisha actually posted onto her story, and it was basically saying how if you constantly say that you're busy, especially like when a friend asks you how you're doing or like, how are you? And you say, oh my God, I've been so busy. I'm so busy. It turns them off from like asking you more because it feels like they're like bothering you. So right. like when they ask you how you are, don't just say like, oh, I'm busy, because that just closes you off and it makes you like have lesser friendships and like people don't want to open up to you anymore because it feels like, you know, you're too busy for them. So, yeah. you know, start actually like opening up a little bit and say like, oh yeah, like I've been really occupied with this and this project has been, you know, really like hectic, but like this is how what I can offer you or this is what I've been doing. Things like that, you know, because I feel like busy is such a personality trait and it has been mine for such a while. And it's not a flex, you know, it's really not a flex to just not breathe, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. All right, one more for you.
One more. This one's a little personal to me.
Hey.
Time doesn't stop for you. The world don't stop spinning for you.
Yeah.
Here's what I mean by that. Let me break that down.
Yeah.
Let me break that down.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, I graduated.
Oh yeah, we didn't know that. Thank you.
What I mean by this is, I graduated and I turned very lazy for a very long time, and there isn't necessarily anything wrong with that, but I think my mindset going into it was very incorrect. My mindset was like, nothing else is going on, like the world has stopped now that like I have climbed this mountain of graduating and I've been living on this mountain for so long. And you realize, like, you know, if you stay on a mountain too long, you probably, like, you lose oxygen. Like, after a certain amount of time, like, you got to start kind of heading down.
These analogies are fire today.
Right? I'm a poet.
Damn.
But it's like, you know, you can ride this mountain for a long time, but there comes a point after you've, like, made a big accomplishment to where you have to move on. Like, you have to start thinking about what comes next. You can't spend a prolonged amount of time just being content and being comfortable. And of course, you're like, I'm never gonna say you can't be too happy, because that's our goal, it's to be happy, but you can't stay comfortable for too long. Be comfortable, be happy, like be content with where you are with your life, but there comes a point in time where you have to move on, you know. And I feel like right now I'm in that transition period to where, like, I am now, probably over the last like 2 weeks, like, and like we've talked about this briefly, like I am now coming down the mountain of graduating and traveling, you know, a little bit. And now I am ready and I have my eyes set on whatever is
another
next.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy. That was a good one.
Thanks. Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah, we were kind of talking about, like, we had our post-grad depression, but now it's like, our
it's
life is
depression.
Finally starting.
It's not depression. It's
I know,
depression.
But that's the same. It's not depression. It's laziness, you know. Yeah. Post-grad blues.
Yeah.
Can I say one last one?
Yeah, go ahead. It's our podcast. It's what a podcast
yeah, it
for.
Is. It is, talking, isn't it, huh?
Hosted by you and I. Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last one is, it's not selfish to put yourself first. So, yes, that sounds cliche, right? But I genuinely thought, if you talk to old me in January 2022, yeah, I would have said the same thing, but I didn't really believe it. You know, right. I really thought that me putting everyone's burdens on my shoulders, me listening to what everyone else told me to do, whether it's like for me to stop pursuing the thing that I'm pursuing or dressing a certain way or, I don't know, doing something. I thought that I'd had to really listen to that. I thought that I'd have to follow their decision about my life just because I was feeling bad and they deserve to have a say, right?
Yeah.
And over the past few months, I've been really working on this and I started really like soul searching and, you know, understanding what kind of person I am and really understanding my intention. And I know for a fact that, like, I am not doing any harm. I know for a fact what I'm doing is good. And I am trying to put myself first. Even in the beginning of the year, you know, for eldest daughters, for South Asian kids, it's not really normal to, like, move out, you know, it's taboo still, to like travel alone, especially as a woman. There's so many things that we are told that we can't do, right? Especially as females. And I, again, like I had to expand my dreams this year. I didn't let that stop me. So me going solo traveling for a month, that was huge for me because that was me, first of all, putting myself first and not letting the guilt of what others thought of me stop me from making my decision. It almost did, but it didn't.
Yeah.
And second, actually like expanding my dreams because, you know, the beginning of the year, I had on my list travel solo. But when I first put that, my mindset, the width of it was very, very narrow. I originally thought that that meant like going to Chicago, you know, a little upstate trip for 2 days. Like I didn't think it would be crazy. And then here I went to Paris for 3 weeks and then we went to London, right? 3 weeks, you know? So it's just like you got to expand your horizons and also stop putting guilt in front of you. Stop putting other people in front of you. You're not hurting anyone for choosing yourself. And like you can do whatever you want to do, especially like, you know, your family, my family, I have friends that like want to do things. They want to move out. They want to leave the state that they're in and move to another state. But they say that they can't because like, oh, my family needs me, which obviously they do. I'm not saying that you should leave your parents and your family behind, but it's like, don't put your livelihood and your mental health so aside to live someone else's life when you can just live your own life. Like, eventually you have to, right? Because then you will just be unhappy your whole life if you just keep putting your own goals and dreams aside, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my that's my two cents.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Good one, buddy.
Yeah,
Can we end off with the silly one? Please?
Yeah, go ahead.
I gave you... No, I already did. It's your turn. I
can't think of a silly one. Don't be scared to try to smuggle a carry-on or a personal item bag onto the plane without paying for it.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, I've tried doing it so many times and I've succeeded. If I hadn't tried to make that leap...
What if somebody listens to you and then they go and then they have to pay $400 well, then and then they only have it. Two? They only got well, $2 and now they got to pay $400.
Well, then you so have what's to
the
pay
point
for
of,
it.
So what's the point of you saying
but why not try? What's going to hurt them? You know, I saw a video of a guy putting on their backpack and putting a sweater over it and walking in sideways into the airplane. Yeah. And that's because they didn't want to pay for it. And they smuggled in perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what's the shame in that, you know?
No shame.
No shame.
That's a good one. I lied.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. You want to move on to our questions? As she's putting up the questions.
They're not even questions. They're not even questions.
The responses. You may ask where she's getting those responses. She's getting them from our Instagram. Instagram.com/difficultdish. We always let you guys know about our upcoming topics. Please follow us on our Instagram at Instagram.com/difficultdish.
Right,
follow me, Masha Munir, at Masha Munir. Follow Mo, at Labyrinth Ave. And just say hi. If you've made it this far, what should they say in the comments for the Friday post?
Just say that Difficult Vaseline. Dish made my year.
No. Ew. say this is what you say. All you say it's one word, eight letters, Vaseline.
So we're gonna do a little lightning round because y'all send in some fire advice that you would tell your 12 months ago self.
A million.
Someone said, I can't do anything for anyone if I am not at 100% myself. Y'all heard that? You can't fill someone else's cup if you don't have your own cup filled first.
You're potent now. That's a good one. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, right? But don't.
Yeah.
But don't. You can.
We've been through that. We ain't going to do that anymore.
You'll feel, you know, you'll feel pressured to. But don't.
This isn't a very lightning round of you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. The next one is, small conversations can make the world of a difference.
Yes. Yes. Don't be scared to say hi.
Connection through people. Don't be
scared to compliment someone's shoes. Don't be scared to compliment somebody's, you know, sleeve cuffs.
Oh, wow. Someone said, Communication with your partner is key. Brown parents didn't teach us this.
Yeah, you gotta listen to that one.
Hey, all we do is communicate. We've been communicating for freaking 70 episodes at this point.
I have to ask Mo like 72 times why she's upset, and then she'll tell me. Like,
no,
and then,
that's like, the, not true.
The 72nd time I ask her, she's like, okay, I'm
that's
actually upset.
That's not true.
I'm actually upset because...
You're spreading false propaganda. All right.
The first 71 times, I'm fine. Yeah.
That's fine. Not true.
I'm fine.
Someone said... Oh, this one's a little... All right. No one cares about you, so you do what you want.
It's true, though.
I mean, fact. I don't know why you'd say it like that.
No,
you,
like, I see those TikTok videos, and, like, they're kind of stupid, but, like, I like them. It was, like, this guy running around, and he's, like, talking into the microphone. He'd be like, look, I can literally lay on the ground right now, and...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And people will think about me for 5 seconds, and then they'll literally forget.
Yeah, then, I think that...
And, like, the message is correct, bro. It's, like, people will think some for literally 3 to 7 seconds, then
that's
forget about anything.
That's a good thing when you're feeling scared of, like, doing anything alone. Like, for example, eating at a restaurant by yourself. Like, when you actually think about the fact that, like, no one genuinely gives a shit that you're sitting there by yourself eating food.
Yeah.
Because they're focused on their own life. And also, who cares if you're eating food by yourself? Like, it will just make you so much more confident to do things by yourself and, like, do things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, not every friend is made to last, and you have to be careful who you trust. Oh,
God.
No, we know that.
Yo, why are you talking to my soul?
You're talking to our heart right now.
Thanks. Okay, you didn't have to go there.
They're trying to get on the podcast at this point.
All right, one more.
From our, you know, our intern. She said,
nice. Nevin.
Sometimes no reaction is a reaction. Oh,
wow. Wow. Yo.
She hit
She's
with that one.
She's a
writer.
A writer.
We know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good
break, break
one.
Break that,
that
one down. What's that mean? Break that one down.
No, you break that one down. You're the writer.
Go ahead. I've never written anything in my life.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I mean, it's true. It's like.
Right.
I remember, I used to ask people how they liked my book, and they'd be like, oh, like, it was great. And then they'll say nothing else. Like, what was the point of that? Should have spit in my face.
Yeah, you do have a book.
Yeah.
What's it called?
My book is called Headspun by Mosh.
Do we have any in the works next year?
I don't know about any of that, but
oh.
on the topic of Headspun, if you are listening to this on Friday, the day that this podcast comes out, I would like you to know that today is the 1 year anniversary of my book.
It is.
Yeah. So
everyone clap.
If you made this far, if you are specifically listening to this on Friday, December 23rd, 2022, please let me know, and it would mean a lot to me. And yeah.
Everyone wish him congrats on 1 year of his beautiful book that was number one best-selling author on Amazon.
All right. That's all
you ready to close off this episode, the second to last episode of 2022?
Yeah, close it off then. Yeah. You got any tense? I mean, this whole goddamn episode was advice. You got any
10-second advice?
Quick advice. Let me open up the notes. Hold on.
Ah, not the notes.
Ah. You freaking turn into a dinosaur. Don't harass like any of your friends that say that they don't want to go out because they want to save money.
Wow.
Just let them. You should not get mad at them, and instead you should support them, because you should be a lot more like them. You should probably budget like them. You should probably be a little bit more careful with your money, because you don't know what that person's going through. You know, that little $5 movie ticket might be the last $5 they got, but they're too scared to say it. So treat those people, you know, with a little bit of care.
That was a good one. Where did that one come from?
Nah, I was just thinking, because
straight from the heart, huh?
Nah, because I wrote like a rap recently, and one of the lines I wrote was, when I was broke, I couldn't even crack a joke. I didn't even want to be funny. I couldn't crack jokes. I was just like, man, I'm so broke, bro. Like, how do I not be broke? You know, so like, don't, you know, if you know one of your friends is like down bad, like, you know, don't poke at them, because it could be tough. And a lot of you guys that have never kind of been in those shoes, you'll know what it's like, man. So let them be. Help them out. Don't clown them. Help them out. You only got this. Oh, come on. It's only this.
Offer to pay for that ticket so they can come through anyway.
You don't even got to offer. Just like, you know, be a little bit more careful with them.
That was a good one.
Yeah, anything? I know that
face. Yeah, since we're at the end of the year. Make a nice little vision board, right? But not just any vision board. Not just like pictures from Pinterest. Not just pictures like, do good, be good. Not like things like that, right?
Do good, be good.
Get like what I did, but you know, catch my video that's going up this week after this episode so you can see my vision board skills. But a lot of the things I had on my vision board for this year came true because I had a very clear cut images, right?
Yeah.
So you have to really Photoshop. So for example, you got to Photoshop, like if you have a goal of having a certain amount of followers, right?
Yeah.
Something
I do.
Starting from the bottom. You got to take your Instagram, screenshot that, take out the actual followers you have, and then, you know, add the text of the followers you want, and then put that on your vision board so you can actually see a clear cut. That's not plagiarism. And then, for example, if you want to have your art in a gallery, I don't know, just throwing that out there if you want to do that, right?
Do you want to do that?
Take a picture of a gallery, museum, whatever it is, take pictures of your art, and edit and that onto
edit
that
onto
wall.
Onto that wall.
Yes, exactly. And then put it on your vision board because then you'll be like, oh my God, this is so attainable because
so
I see this on my wallpaper every single day. So I know it's going to become real.
There you go.
That's it, guys.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Anyway, when you're listening, I'll be in Florida. It's going to be 30 degrees. I'll be enjoying my life.
Literally. Yeah.
Finally enjoying my life. Thank you so much for listening. Our second to last episode of the year. I am Mahua Khan. I'm at Labyrinthive on Instagram and TikTok. This is my beautiful co-host, Mushroom Munir. Please get him to start posting on TikTok and Instagram again.
No.
And we will see you guys next week.
Next week.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Allah Hafiz.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.